Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is a one-of-a-kind performer here in San Francisco. She's a transsexual cabaret singer. I know. That's like saying woman writer or gay comic or black actor. But this is an LGBT interview show, and I'm the gay Terry Gross, so bear with me, please. Her CD, All I Want, was nominated for a GLAMMA Award, that's the Gay Grammys, for Best Female Artist of the Year. Her autobiographical play, Family Jewels, The Making of Veronica Klaus, was a hit in 2006 in San Francisco. And currently she is singing the Peggy Lee Songbook. That's Friday and Saturday, August 24th and 25th at 10 p.m. at the Raz Room here in San Francisco. Veronica Klaus, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
And also with us here in the studio is Tammy Hall of the Tammy Hall Trio. That's who you're performing with at the Raz Room and who you do
yes.
a lot of shows with and who you did your new record with.
Yes, absolutely.
And your new record is just amazing.
Thank you.
And so
thank you. It's so good to be here with you. You just never know what's going to happen with Marilyn Pittman. I love it.
We're going to have fun. You always know we're going to have fun, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about art. It's got to be fun. We'll get to the heavy stuff later. But your record is called Something Cool. And you've really chosen an incredible group of songs that come from artists that have inspired you throughout the years in your singing career. And the music, of course, Tammy, I've seen this show before, I've seen you perform with Tammy before mm-hmm. at the Raz Room
uh-huh.
and doing the Peggy Lee Songbook. And it's just such a great synergy that you all have together. It's just really, really, really great stuff. So I'm just wondering, let's talk about the music first and give me an understanding of why these songs. What are these influences for you? Why did you choose this batch of songs? And there are 14 of them. It's
yeah.
a tremendous amount of music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's a really, these pieces that are on this CD are sort of a culmination of several years of work from our residency at the Raz Room, it's not the Raz Room, as the Enrico's in North Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for 2 years every week. And, you know, I developed a lot of material during that time and then moving on to the Raz Room and doing several shows there over the last couple of years. And this is sort of a kind of a best of pulling all that, those few years.
Well, doing something once a week like that for a couple of years really gives you a body of work by the end of it, right? That's
absolutely.
What you're sort of saying,
absolutely.
Is that by the end of it, you're like, well, this is a record.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. But the same thing, same time, what it really did for me was, you know, when you're doing basically 3 hours of music every week with... as often as possible with Tammy, but with other people, and the personnel kind of changed and rotated all the time, it really helped me to kind of let go of some of the need to be really controlling about it. You know, it brought me to a place where I could very comfortably say, okay, this is a song we're doing. Here's the chart. Let's have fun. Let's have fun.
Jump
see what
off
happens.
The cliff.
Exactly.
Take the risks.
Exactly.
And, which is really freeing. It also leads you to
great mistakes,
which leads you to brilliance.
Absolutely.
That's what art is sometimes,
absolutely.
Eh?
Yeah.
When
so,
you try to control it so much, it can be a little tight, and people can notice that. It's like, oh,
yeah.
It's a good show, but it wasn't really... People want you to let go and
yeah,
let your
so,
hair down.
So that was really wonderful for me, and just to have the opportunity to be singing for 3 hours
sure.
you know, every week... consistently and developing material and developing that kind of thing was great.
Let me ask you, what is it you love about playing with Veronica or for Veronica?
I love accompanying Veronica because she trusts that I will give her the best support that I possibly can.
You're on piano.
And I also know, yes, on piano. And I also know that she's really diligent about her work. And I love working with people who are really committed to what they do. She learns the song. She learns the backstory. She doesn't choose material just because it might be the de rigueur, the flavor of the time to do. She chooses a song really carefully, and for the way that it resonates with her, and I really appreciate that kind of commitment. And I love her voice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Let's listen to it. Let's hush okay. down and listen to, this is a Save Your Love for Me. Now, who wrote this song?
This, let's see.
Or why did you choose this?
I chose this. Buddy Johnson wrote this song, and it is best known from a CD of Nancy Wilson and, I'm blanking right now, Cannonball Adderley, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson did a duet album, and this is one of the four or five songs that she sang on,
mm-hmm.
and it is sort of a hallmark performance in jazz history, I think. And I've always been a huge fan of Nancy Wilson, so this is one of my favorites.
Save Your Love for Me, Veronica Klaus here on Out in the Bay.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I'll stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it. I can feel it when you're not near. I can't conceal it. I really love you, dear. Though I know no good can come from loving you, maybe I can't do a thing. Oh, have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead and pray you'll save your love.
To come on in on top of that, that's Veronica Klaus with the Tammy Hall Trio. That's from her new CD, Something Cool. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. I'm here in the studio live with Veronica Klaus and with Tammy Hall. Thank you for being here, you guys. It's really, really great to sit here with the musicians after listening to that. It's even more spine-tingling and exciting, and it's a pretty great song, and I'm glad you put it on. You said you weren't going to put it on there, and then you ended up doing that. It's such a great number.
It was. We had sort of chosen our songs, and our friend Derek insisted we record it, and we did, and I'm happy that we did because it's really one of my favorites.
Now you can see Veronica Klaus and the Tammy Hall Trio at the Raz Room August 24th and 25th. That's Friday and Saturday nights. It's in here in San Francisco. It's a 10 p.m. show both of those nights. You can find out more at therazroom.com or at veronicaklaus.net. And just want to keep you in, that's not going to be something you're singing because that night, those nights, you're singing the Peggy Lee songbook.
Yes, well, from the Peggy Lee songbook, she recorded over 50 years and over 500 songs. So,
and I think that's something people don't know about her, that, you know, we think of her more in the 60s.
Yes.
And I watched the Judy Garland video where she's on Judy Garland's show on YouTube. But really, we're talking 40s.
Yeah, well, she started with...
30s?
Well, she started in the late 30s with big bands and in Fargo, North Dakota.
And she wrote songs.
She
wasn't just
a
singer.
Songs.
She wrote a lot of music.
She wrote a lot of songs. She wrote and recorded over 150 songs. During her career, and
she's not known for that. You know, she's known for "Is That All There Is?"
But she is.
Is she?
I Don't Know Enough About You was her song. I Love Being Here With You was her song. A lot of songs that she recorded and things that people know. It's a Good Day. Hmm. Those were all her songs. Mañana, you know.
And so,
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, she wrote
Lady
the
and
music
the Tramp.
For Lady and the Tramp.
The movie. The songs were. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, she wrote all that. So she wrote
Very
a lot of
prolific.
Things that people don't realize were her songs.
And at a time when we don't think of those decades as thinking about women writing music, we think of women as singers in terms of the history of music.
Well, that was the convention. That
right.
was the convention at that time.
You're a
singer. Girl singers were girl singers, and people wrote music for them. Now,
Men.
Pianists, there were pianists like Lil Armstrong and other pianists who played and wrote, but for the most part, girl singers did not write their music.
Right.
And Peggy was one of the first that was really doing that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't even until I can remember in the 60s and 70s. You had people come along like Carole King and Joni Mitchell that started singer-songwriters. You had the singer-songwriter genre that started up there.
Yeah, well, that was the convention. You know, people songwriters wrote those things and they didn't perform them.
That's
right. They you know, had singers.
What do you love the most? I mean, not the most, but what do you love when you're on stage, either one of you, about singing Peggy Lee's music and about playing Peggy Lee's music? Tammy, Veronica?
For me, the biggest thing, being on stage, singing, you know, when I listen to a song that really hits me, like, and you have a moment in a song where, you know, maybe it makes you cry, or maybe it just, you get this thrill that kind of wells up in you. And I guess I could have been an artist, some other kind of artist. I would have been happy being any sort of artist who could communicate that same feeling to someone else. Because that's what I love, and that feeling that I get from other singers or musicians, I just want to be able
to
give that to someone else. And it could be, you know, it could have been any kind of, any other kind of art form, I guess, because you can get it from many
other
different arts. But
music,
that's
though.
Where it happened for me. But it's really about being on stage and being able to have that moment. It may even be about a moment that happens in a show. Maybe it all comes down to one moment, you know, that really works.
Let's listen to, from your record, Something Cool, your new record from 2012 here. Let's listen to the Peggy Lee song that you did put on it, Why Don't You Do Right? You want to say anything about that before we start listening?
Well, this song was written by Lillian Green, Lil Green, and the story goes that concerning Peggy's version, Lil's was recorded in the late 30s, and she was touring with Benny Goodman at the time. And she used to have her little portable phonograph that she would take with her, a 78-player, a little Victrola wind-up, you know, probably. And she carried it with her during touring and always played this Lil Green song. And Lil Green's version is a little more sort of our tempo, you know, is more in line with the Lil Green version. And Benny Goodman would hear her playing this all the time, you know, on the road. And finally he said, you know, would you like to do that song? And she did. And it was a huge hit for her and Benny Goodman in 1942.
So here it is. Why Don't You Do Right? The Peggy Lee song. This is Veronica Klaus, my guest here with Tammy Hall on Out in the Bay.
You had plenty money, 1922, but you let other women make a fool of you. to do right. Do right like some other man. Do. You had plenty of money, 1922, but you let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be drifting now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Baby, yeah, get out of here and get me some money.
Veronica Klaus with the Tammy Hall Trio here on Out in the Bay on KALW. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guests are Veronica Klaus and Tammy Hall. Here live with me in the studio, Veronica and Tammy will be at the Rouse Room the 24th and 25th of August, 10 p.m. shows, doing the Peggy Lee, some of the Peggy Lee songbook. It's voluminous.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here. In the intro and in the promo to this program, I say that you're a transsexual cabaret singer, and then maybe someday we'll just know her as a cabaret singer. And you and I, I've talked to you on this radio show a few times over the years, and it's something I have to bring up, and I know you wish I would stop it, because I find it, it's compelling to me. Like, I thought to myself today when I was preparing for this, I wonder when Veronica gets interviewed by non-LGBT radio, I wonder how they approach her and what kinds of questions they ask. Because, and so tell me, what is that like when you get interviewed by other radio shows, more mainstream or straight or whatever you want to call it?
Well, I mean,
do they bring it up?
Yes, we had an interview yesterday, and they didn't bring it up because we were there to talk about music. And I don't have anything to hide, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I feel like I've dealt with my issues, you know, and
you did the show about it in 2006.
I did the show about it, and you know, I said my piece. The reason I did that show was because I got really tired of, you know, sort of me being reduced to, a 9-word, you know, local transsexual singer. You know, I wasn't ever sure whether the local or the transsexual bothered me more as a qualifier, but, I felt like if that was going to be the case, I wanted to have my 2 hours to say exactly what I wanted to say about it and say it my way and, you know, have it all out. And I did, and it was great. And I don't feel like the fact that the trajectory of my life has been through transsexual experience, I don't feel like that impacts every bit of what I do. You know,
I think a lot of us queers or other or LGBT, what we feel like this is just one little part
of
me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
And so being identified, for example, with me as a gay comic, I'm a comic.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But I bring it up because this is Out of the Bay. And I bring it up because it's curious to me. Like, I wondered also, is it a way of sort of standing out from other cabaret singers, other singers? Is it a way of sort of being different and sort of positioning yourself in the marketplace as sort of something more...
It could be.
You know,
it
glamorous could be, or interesting.
People, it could be. And some people do that and feel great about doing that. For me, it takes the focus off the music.
Right.
And, you know,
And your audience, though, is... It's both gay and straight. I don't really like the word straight. I don't like the gay. I don't like any of these words really that much. But they're mostly the gay community. When I have seen you here in the Raz Room, I would say 60% of the room is gay. And so, you know, it's the gay community supports you here.
Absolutely.
And they are your audience.
And my life experience has taken me through... You know, through the gay community and with the gay community
and beyond.
And, you know, I'm absolutely part of the gay community, has held you, has nurtured and held
and taken care of you in that sense.
So grateful to everybody's
support. Well, you give it back on stage.
And we try to give it back, yeah.
So, and your music career is expanding. You're going to be at Joe's Pub on the 29th of August in New York City.
We're going
named after
to,
Joe Papp there at the Public Theater. And that's on the 29th. And then you're also going to Los Angeles for a couple of shows.
We're doing a bi-coastal Peggy Lee Songbook Tour 2012.
That's
very exciting.
It is exciting. You're expanding.
Exciting to be doing a show.
Getting out of San Francisco.
Pub, yeah. And to be able to bring Tammy with me and do all these shows. So
bring in the whole trio.
Really, we're having people from New York play with us there. And we're bringing somebody down to L.A., but it's just really nice to have the music intact because, you know, we developed this show together.
Right.
And
it's great to bring Tammy, for sure. How are you feeling about it all? Pretty excited?
Oh, I love traveling. And I'm really excited about taking this show on the road.
And to New York.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love going there every time I go. I have a great time.
Have you played a lot in New York?
I have. I was there at Carnegie Hall in February, in fact.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
Smell her. I love that. No, I'm sorry. That's wonderful. Really?
Yeah.
And you weren't just sitting in the seat like Judy Garland.
No.
I think we were talking about earlier. Check that on YouTube. And it's on your website, right? Video with Judy
on the Judy Garland show with Peggy Lee.
Hilarious.
Telling jokes.
Funny
joke.
Well, that's so great that you're going to be able to expand and take it to those bigger cities and get yourself out there. I want to do one more. I was curious. You put something on the record, something cool, your new record. You also put the 14th track, and it seemed to this is not a criticism, but it just seemed a little bit different than the other tracks. And it intrigued me because I was a big fan of Joni Mitchell, and you put on her song For Free.
Uh-huh. Well, Joni has always been very jazz influenced. You know, a lot of her, she sort of took a turn in her career with, jazz musicians, and a lot of people, you know, didn't quite know what to make of it. But she's always been a jazz musician. And this song, really, the lyrics really spoke to me about how we value musicians and how we value music in our culture. And the lyrics are what really get me.
Well, let's listen to that Joanne Mars, our engineer here, it's track 14. We're just going to listen to a little bit of For Free before we wrap things up here tonight with Veronica and Tammy.
I slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed round in the dirty town. and the children let out of a school. I was standing on a noisy corner. I was waiting for the walking green. Across the street, he stood and he played real good on his clarinet. For free. Now me, I play for fortunes and those velvet curtain calls. Oh yeah, got a black limb. If you have the money, or if you're a friend to me, but the one man band by the quick lunch stand, he was playing. He played so sweet and high. They knew he would never, never be on their TV. So they passed. Passed his music by. I meant
Veronica Klaus singing Joni Mitchell's song For Free. Here on Out in the Bay, Veronica, thanks for being with me.
So great to be
Tammy
here,
Tammy Hall, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
I can't wait, Veronica and Tammy. They're doing the Peggy Lee Songbook at the Raz Room, San Francisco, Friday and Saturday, August 24th and 25th at 10 p.m. You can get the record Something Cool at veronicaklaus.net. And you can see the show again on the 24th and 25th. Out in the Bay is a weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. Our show streams and broadcasts every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific. We archive it for podcasting and on-demand listening at outinthebay.com. And we're on your phone. Just go to our website and download the Stitcher app. Out in the Bay is supported in part by Dr. Peter Farmer in San Francisco, providing comprehensive dental care and treatment for sleep apnea and snoring. Sleep apnea can be life-threatening. Have you been screened? Dr. Peter Farmer of Creelman Farmer DDS online at cfdds.com, and Catherine Holland, realtor in Coldwell Banker's Castro District office on Market Street in San Francisco. Hey, she may be queer, but she'll get your deal straight. That's Catherine with a K, as in Catherine Hepburn, catherineholland.com. We need your support. Go to outinthebay.com. Hit the Donate Now button. Why don't you do this? You want us to be on the air, right? Thanks to WY Enterprises. They help you manage your life and your office. WYEnterprises.com. Write us, Marilyn at outinthebay.com, or Eric at outinthebay.com. Thanks to the staff and management of KALW, Joanne Mars, our engineer. Thanks, Joanne. Out in the Bay is produced by Eric Jansen and me, I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me.